Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
All right, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Master Tequila.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast the British Trust for Ornithology. That would be the BTO, in case you don't know, ornithology, the study of birds, all right? So the BTO, it's a group of bird and bird watching enthusiasts. They've created a charity. It helps catalog all the different birds that spend any amount of time in the UK. Well, earlier this month, Miles, I don't know you're part of this group. Earlier this month,
my handlers are taking care of business, Steve.
Yes, BTO. Earlier this month was their Big Garden Bird Watch, which, of course, you already know this is part of Winter Watch, which is when regular citizens can help in the annual citizen count of birds. Now, this is the kind of thing that gets them very excited. So they tweeted out to their 115,000 followers about it. But thanks to Elon Musk's new preferred Twitter algorithm, their account ended up getting suspended for 8 days. The problem is, and I did not know this until now, if you reach out to Twitter to say, hey, why did you suspend our account? Or maybe you're wrong, or we disagree. It's an automated response that says,
so you don't know.
We'll look into it, right? Which means, you know, that goes, nobody's doing anything.
You're
just suspended for 8 days.
Okay.
Well, they finally figured it out on their own end. The problem, they believe, has a work with the algorithm. So you can spew hate and all that, but it depends on the language that you choose to use, correct? And I realized they'd posted several tweets about woodcocks. And therefore, after all of that, the algorithm suspended their account because it sounds dirty. So they even reached out to Elon Musk and he said, that's ironic. They still didn't get reinstated. They have since been reinstated. They still have to go through the 8 days. But then it got me thinking about birds and you realize other problems that the BTO will have. Boobies. That's Spanish slang bobo, which kind of means stupid, but there's all kinds of boobies out there. There are tits. There's the great tit, the elegant tit, the sombre tit. If they post about these on Twitter, even though they're a bird-watching organization, they get suspended. There's also the satanic goat sucker.
Oh, my goodness.
It's actually called the satanic goat sucker. That is a rare nocturnal bird species. It's from the nightjar or nighthawk family. And, of course, the cock of the rock. That's a real bird. If they post about it, a Twitter algorithm takes them down. So, yeah, the bird watchers got booted off of Twitter for talking about birds. And here we are. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello.
Hola.
Brian, you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of four stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone. And new in 2023, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go with bite me.
All right, Brian, here is your story. A man was hospitalized after getting sick from eating a meal at Taco Bell that contained something bad. On January 15th, officers responded to a disturbance call from a Taco Bell regarding a customer and the workers at the drive-thru. Now, deputies found no criminal activity at the scene, but they learned the argument was over the soda machine not working. The customer asked for food replacement instead of the soda, and he left with it. Now, the customer did not eat the food until about 7 o'clock that night, later the same day. Quote, he then ate the food, felt a burning, and became ill. He called 911 and was transported to the hospital. The hospital contacted the local authorities to inform them of a patient complaining that he had eaten food contaminated with something. Now, deputies responded to the hospital, and they did find that the food had a substance in it. Investigators were then called to the Taco Bell location to process the scene. So the local health and environmental departments were also contacted, and the store employees had to dispose of all their food before being allowed to reopen. In other words,
wow,
what this guy said, they did find it at this place. So at this time, the incident is considered an open and active investigation, with officials treating the situation as if the man received the food from the restaurant, perhaps in retaliation for the fact that he was demanding food in place of the soda. All that said, the question is, what was his Taco Bell contaminated with? Rat poison, oven cleaner, antifreeze, or lye? So rat poison, oven cleaner, antifreeze, or lye. One of those four was in his food that they did, in fact, trace back to the Taco Bell.
What's that? Rat poison?
Rat poison, oven cleaner, antifreeze, or lye?
I'm thinking the oven cleaner.
Oven cleaner for Brian. Okay, Ted?
What do you think, Ted?
Well, I'm ruling out antifreeze because it seems like that would be easier if you'd given him a soda. But specifically, that machine wasn't working.
All right.
And you didn't say where it was, right?
Let me check again.
You know what, man? I don't care. I'm going to go rat poison. Since you're going oven cleaner, I'm going to take the other one.
I agree with you,
but I'm going to take rat poison.
All right, I'll take lye.
Taking lye? Okay.
Yeah, maybe somebody had it out in the truck.
Yeah. What was in this guy's Taco Bell? Was it rat poison, oven cleaner, antifreeze, or lye? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories by me on profile. This man ate a meal at a Taco Bell that contained something. I guess he returned an item and they were not happy with
their soda machine wasn't working. He asked, could he replace a food item in place of his drink? Apparently, they did do that, but apparently that bothered them enough that somebody at the location
they spiked the food, and he was taken to the hospital as the food was, in fact, contaminated. So what was the food spiked with? Rat poison, oven cleaner, antifreeze, or lye?
And, Brian, that is the very question that we posed to you, my friend. You went with what I think is the most obvious choice, oven cleaner. You know you have it on hand, but it was not oven cleaner. Not that there's a good answer to this. Dita Smith, you went with lie.
Lie.
You are a man to watch The Wire. Heavy duty.
What would lie do to you if it's ingested? I don't know anything. I know that you can be used to decompose a body and line a baseball field.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but the fact that it can decompose a body, you got to think if you start with the soft insides, that's where it begins.
Okay,
I don't think it dissolves your ass.
I slide into home plate.
With your mouth open.
In Little League. Head first. And some of that gets in my mouth. Mm-hmm. But what is going to happen? I did not know that that was poisonous.
Oh, lie is not good for you.
I didn't know.
But keep in mind.
I had no idea.
If you do things for kids, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there's ledges in the back.
They're resilient.
Yeah. They'll bounce back. Yeah, the rubber pellets. Yo, we know they're a carcinogen. Just sprinkle it on the field. Yeah. Ted or Miles, you went with rat poison.
I went rat poison.
And you are correct.
That makes sense they'd have it in there. Did they say what the item was?
They don't, just that he got a food replacement for it.
It's got to be a $1.50 item, $2 based on the cost of the
It has to be the same as a drink. They're not going to give you more, right? So whatever it was.
That's rough.
Good times. Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices. You got Seth Meyers.
Sure.
The Jimmys. Fallon Kimmel. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Right there in the title. All these guys have talented teams of writers, help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
There's a story that came out recently in the New York Times, and it stated that some dog walkers in New York City can earn up to six figures.
Damn.
That story, once again, drop out of college.
Either Kimmel or The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, that was me.
All right. Yeah, no kidding.
29-year-old woman was charged last week providing a false document after she allegedly provided a fake birth certificate to try to enroll in a New Jersey high school. Teachers knew something was up after it seemed like she wanted to be there.
Myers.
Fallon. It's Seth.
A 29-year-old woman was charged last week with providing a false government document after she allegedly provided a fake birth certificate and tried to enroll at a New Jersey high school. Teachers knew something was off after it seemed like she wanted to be there.
The San Antonio Zoo is offering a Valentine's Day promotion to name a cockroach after customers' exes for $10. Meanwhile, they'll do it for $5 at Arby's.
Fallon.
Myers.
That's Seth again.
Guys, I heard about a New Zealand
Is that right? Nope. Hang on. Sorry.
He said, I've got this episode of Happy Days, I need two.
Arby's. Did it not say Arby's?
Nope. You put it on the other one there, Chet.
Son of a...
It's like butter. This
a
show...
A plane headed to New Zealand from Dubai flew for 13 hours and had to turn around and land at the same airport. Meanwhile, in America, we're just impressed it took off.
I would have say Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon.
Guys, I heard about a New Zealand-bound plane that took off from Dubai, flew for 13 hours, then had to turn around and land back at the same airport. The pilot started his announcement by saying, okay, so don't be mad. Meanwhile, in America, we're all like, hey, at least it took off.
I think I figured out where that 01 clip went there, Ted.
Oh, did I put in the wrong number?
Yeah, you did.
Yep. All right. All right. So Super Bowl Sunday is coming up.
Yes,
it's a big day, as they say here, for football fans, including your cat. Someone polled 2,000 pet owners, and 83% of them claim that their dog or cat has a favorite sport they like to watch.
Oh, do they now?
With football being number one with 40% of the vote.
Huh. That's what they think.
Yeah. So the top five sports pets like to watch are football, soccer, basketball, baseball, and golf.
So what the owners like?
Bowling ranked last, followed by NASCAR.
I'm going to guess it's based on the fact that when you watch those sports, if you're a fan of them, you have a very emotional reaction kind of often, right?
Yes.
Because with football, it's not even about scoring. It's just about the play itself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that! And your pet, particularly, they will respond. NBA, it's constant. I'm just saying. Yes, your pet loves that sport.
When my uncle and I leave the house, his dog, Chloe, he puts on Animal Planet or whatever the one that has like the most of the dog training shows and all that crap. And the dog, seriously, when we come back, sitting up on the couch watching television, hasn't moved. Chloe hasn't moved.
Do you think they like it, though?
Even when you open the door where most dogs will come up and greet you because they hear the car pulling in?
Yeah.
Not Chloe. She's still on the couch watching television.
A dog got a problem.
But, I mean, I think it's the same kind of argument we're having here. Like, maybe the dog just likes sitting on the couch.
But sitting up. Like, right. Not even laying down. Like, upward. Like, with legs down. Like, just sitting there. Perfect posture.
But it might be because of all the noise the dogs hear. Every noise it hears, other than a human voice, is something in nature. Right.
Right, so like a lot of people in this poll describe themselves as sports fans, but 80% think their pet is a bigger sports fan than they are. Obviously, another 30% think the dog's a lucky charm. I'm with you. I don't know that the dog or cat. I don't know. I've never had a cat. I can imagine. I've sat there with dogs and watched games before, but again, they're just kind of happy to be sitting there with you.
They're happy, and your dog responds very much emotionally to where you are at. So if you're upset, they're upset. If you're happy, they're happier. They'll celebrate. If you're in a good mood and you want to rub your dog's belly because your team got a touchdown, they're going to let you. So they're kind of happy that you're engaged in this. The cat, like my cat, I can watch a sport. Now. Put it this way. I watch football and the dog's around. The dog's just staring at me, and I'll jump up, throw my hands up, and the dog's happy, and my dog will jump around with me.
Your dog will jump around with you when you're happy?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
When I watch sports, the cat's just sitting on my lap. The cat's just glad I'm there, because, like, cool, warm lap. I'm glad he's watching sports, because I know he'll be here for 2 to 3 hours.
Right, and you're right. Like, with football, right, there's a lot more cheering that goes on, a lot more talking about each play. You're right. Soccer's a little bit different. It's like, if I'm just sitting on the couch, like, you're pretty much just quiet until a few big moments here and there.
You see a big setup coming. Come on, see him.
Right, or you see a good tackle, but it's like, soccer's definitely one of those ones, like, right? Like, I mean, I have sat in bars before and watched almost an entire game. Now, Sounders score a goal, I'm going to start screaming.
Sure.
Right, but it's obviously, it's a lot of quickness loudly, as opposed to being in the stadium and you're hearing chants.
But think about NASCAR and golf. You know, you're probably not screaming your head off through the entirety of a NASCAR race. You understand what's coming. You understand when the pit stops. So you'll have some emotional response, but it's not something you're cheering about through 400 laps around. It doesn't happen. Golf, you know, even when there's a great golf shot, what I hear is, like, my buddy who loves golf, Sky Andrews, is like, damn, that's a good shot. But there's nothing that gets the dog excited. He's excited. He'll even rewind and be like, I can't believe he hit that. But it's nothing to get your pet worked up about.
Right, and golf, I mean, look, outside of the Phoenix Open, like, it's not even, or what do they call it, the Waste Management Open now. Like, it's not even, you're not even, like, really allowed to cheer that loud at the, like, right, you could cheer when somebody hits a putt or whatever, but, like, it's just the way that golf runs. It's not that kind of sport where you're up and down cheering all the time. So it's kind of crazy. But, I like the idea that my dog Tigger loves sports. I think he just, like, sit in the basement and look around for food when one of us would drop something.
Yep,
we would watch football all the time.
Might be their favorite food day. Oh, he's eating all the good stuff today.
Super Bowl?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Well, and look, we'll talk about this coming up for the next couple of weeks. But that's also what Super Bowl gives you, right? Like, there's always food all year round, right? Summertime, cookouts, this and that. But then you have the holidays. You have Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're making all that good, like, decadent stuff. And then you're right, like January, people try to get, you know, be better about it. The Super Bowl is like the last one. Then it's like, now it's just February and March. We got to get our lives together and stop eating that crap.
Summer's coming.
Faster than you think. All right, let's see. This is kind of sad. Cindy Williams, she died after what her family called a brief illness. She was 75. Actually, you would know her from Laverne and Shirley. Cindy and Penny Marshall were a writing team working for Francis Ford Coppola for $30 a day when they were tapped to play a pair of fast girls who double date with Fonzie and Richie in an episode of Happy Days. Then they end up getting a spinoff of it and this and that. But actually, here's her kind of telling the story.
She said, I've got this episode of Happy Days, and I need two girls. And they're going to be the dates of Fonzie gets Ronnie a date.
So, Cheryl, what do you think of this kid? You've been with worse?
Oh, he's nice and a tie, too.
And then 3 weeks later, they called and said, ABC loves this show. And we said, what show? And they said, they love you and Penny, and they want to do a spinoff. And we didn't know what
one,
spinoff
two,
was.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Heisenberg Incorporated.
So they get the spinoff. It debuted at number one in 1976. It lasts for 8 seasons. Unfortunately, out of a contract dispute, she was written out of the final season. Penny Marshall, everybody would know, she passed away back in 2018.
So, quick math here, Steve. So Laverne and Shirley, they worked at a brewery, correct?
Correct.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Does that mean that Happy Days was based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin?
I believe it was.
Okay. I did not know that.
I think it's supposed to be in Milwaukee as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it was.
And if you go to Milwaukee, like when I was there, there was still COVID stuff, so the Miller Brewery wasn't open. But we went to a place called Lakefront Brewing, and they have the original giant mug that Bernie the Brewer used to slide into. And then they have, like, their assembly line down there. And, like, you do the tour and everything, you get a couple drink tokens, but you go down there and they play the song. They put a glove on the beer and send it around. And I want to say they have something else from the show. But, like, yeah, they do do a good job. I mean, Miller is obviously Miller.
Yeah.
Right. They got Miller Lite.
Yeah.
You don't need
he's
much
still
going
to brag about
they
it.
They got Budkiss or any of those guys from the Taste Great, Less Filling days? Do they pay homage to them in any way?
I didn't do the Miller Tour.
Oh, that's right.
I'm saying, we did the Lakefront Tour, right, because it wasn't open. I don't know, but those were good commercials. We were talking about commercials to catch people yesterday, and it's definitely the sports world. Like, I'm sure if you watch the same network TV all the time, you'd probably see commercials, but they're just sports people. We just watch the same stuff over and over.
Over and over.
So you get the same one over and over.
On that note, Dr. Pepper, Fansville, great campaign.
They always
update it. You end up paying attention to their goddamn storyline. I'm like, how stupid am I? But I get sucked in every time.
Yeah, and like Reese's is coming up because I want to say it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cup that does a whole thing with like March Madness.
All right.
Right? Dr. Pepper obviously has a huge thing with college football. They do the challenges during the games. I mean, Allstate, I remember when they first sponsored a net because I'm that old. Now they sponsor all the nets all the time. I mean, it is just wild. Some people that aren't going to get sponsorships, that's Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. They ended up getting fired from Good Morning America. A statement from the network said, we all agreed it's best for everyone, and they move on from ABC News. Basically, they got taken off the air in December when people found out. They were both married at the time. And look, a normal workspace, I don't know that would be a massive deal unless you knew their spouses. But obviously, Good Morning America, you got to be friendly and personable. And
it's the wholesome thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
Also, they're not in charge. They just work there. I don't think they're too worried about it. They're still together. I'm sure they'll be fine.
They will be picked up. Somebody will hire them and they'll have a job again.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, they'll go back to local news. Like, they'll survive. They'll see.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A hospital patient in Pittsburgh picks the wrong time to light up a cig. Meanwhile, a woman in Hawaii was almost hit by a boulder in her own home. It was quite big. To Alabama, where someone is missing their twig and berries. Man arrested in Florida in 16 different forms of ID is what he carries. And Twitter bans a bird charity for posting a dirty bird. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We're going to Alabama, where customers at a gas station made a shocking find, to say the least. Customers called police after finding a severed penis laying on the ground in the parking lot. They checked surveillance footage, and the best evidence that they have to go on is a black truck that rolled up to the station at about 6 a.m., where they saw the penis drop to the pavement. Despite all this, police are not suspecting any foul play and are investigating the situation. I don't know what happens in Alabama, but apparently penises just fall off.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Oh, what's that on the pavement?
I feel like the guy looking for his penis would have gone to the cops. Hey, man, right. This is what happened. I want it back.
Exactly. Good lordy. In other news, a mansion up for sale in Arizona is turning heads, but not for any reason that you'd expect. The bathroom sink. The mansion, listed for more than $12 million, has several amenities, including a separate guest wing of the house, which includes their own living room, kitchen, even single-car garage for complete independence while they visit. But the picture that's making the rounds online is the bathroom sink, which is constructed to resemble a gentle stone waterfall that stands about 10 feet high and comes to rest in the pair of sinks below, complete with an orange fish painted in the bowl. The online post says that this is a bathroom sink, and no, we don't know how you can clean it.
Oh, boy.
Lavish ain't even the right word. It's just, I don't know why this is, you know, it's just a trickling waterfall, which I look at it and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to turn my water on, and then 2 minutes later, I'll finally be able to wash my doggone hands.
Yeah, you know, I don't understand that.
It's not even serene. I don't know why you need all this here. Hey, I guess. Authorities in Miami are looking to get a little more information about a man with many names. The man was arrested after authorities found not one, not two, but 16 forms of identification on his person. The details of this third-degree felony show that he was in possession of 16 forms of U.S. identification, including driver's licenses and Social Security cards, as well as 47 debit cards in a man's wallet from banks outside the U.S.
I can't figure out how this guy stole that many IDs, or if they're all forged. For an example, I break into your home. Mm-hmm. I'm not there. Chances are my ID is in my pocket at work.
Right.
Or wherever I am, right? Kind of like your phone. You're not going to break into my home and take my cell phone if I'm not there. I have that on me.
Right.
So it can't be a smash and grab in a car because you don't leave your wallet in your car.
Right.
How did he get a hold of all this stuff?
I think you mentioned it, though. I think they're all fakes.
Okay.
I think he's just Jason Bourne up in here. He's got all that stuff. Yeah, exactly. Which,
yeah, I guess if you broke into my house, you can get my birth certificate and my Social Security card.
Right. Sure.
I don't keep those on me.
Right. But then, yeah.
If you find my Social Security card, let me know. We stole it. By the way, this is where it was. Cool.
I would think it would be easy. You know, he might have an ability to get into some sort of database with Social Security numbers.
Sure.
So that he finds a name that fits, you know, his description to a degree, and then he just makes an ID that fits it, maybe? Not entirely positive.
Hey, knock yourself out, man.
A woman in Hawaii no longer feels safe in her home after a recent incident. Reports came in after a 5-foot boulder came crashing onto her property, busting through a cinder block wall, two walls in her home, and coming to rest in a bedroom.
That's unbelievable.
Did you see the video?
I didn't see the video. No, I saw photos.
Oh, it is unbelievable. I mean, they have no idea. They kind of hear something outside. You see a couple. And then basically their walls explode inward.
Oh my
Obviously,
God.
They kind of run out of the way. They have no idea what it is at first. I think they're relieved.
Sure.
In a certain way that it's just a boulder, not something else. But yeah, I was like, don't move there.
They're still investigating how the boulder got to rolling in the first place.
They're investigating it.
Yeah.
Well, let's investigate nature. Then we'll find them.
Hey, there's a boulder on a hill.
There'll be somebody pushing it. But that's for your headlines with that. My cock is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Lovely Taryn Daly is up next. We'll see you tomorrow for Who Sucks Less. Have a great night.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.